minus 30 seconds. T minus 20 seconds.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
Niggas coming.
We are muted.
Oh, re-surprise, bitches.
Nigga, we are muted.
How muted? No, that's embarrassing. Okay, well, that's Jay Washington. I'm Winston A. Marshall.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
I'm here. I warned this. I had to do some business in the Valley. I asked this nigga if he's cool with me coming up here. He's like, bitch, I was around you yesterday. And I was like, bro, I mean, you can catch this cold if you want. It's your call. And he's like, I don't really give a fuck. It is what it is. God damn. Fuck, that was a good-ass intro. Fuck.
Real good intro that nobody will ever
hear. We just heard it ourselves and was just talking to ourselves. Lord Jesus. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the 119th episode of Blurs of the Hood.
Nigga, I was trying.
It's not your fault. It happens. I should have caught it. My eyes should have been paying attention to the whole thing. I'm just like, since I'm in this space and I'm not clicking on shit, I was like,
that's why I'm trying to pull it up on this one too, so we can be in two different places. But my laptop running slow, so we can have to do
Don't worry about that. It's okay. So you both have control of the shit.
Yeah.
I don't mind that you can play the memes today. I'm very chill. I'm trying to minimize how much of the shit of yours I touch. Because again, you keep saying I don't give a shit if I catch a cold. Go ahead. You know I can't really use this though, because remember that's how I got the eczema, nigga. It burned my hands. You don't remember how bad my hands look.
Let's go ahead and take that.
Oh man.
Happy first of the month. Happy you need to pay your rent day.
I was wearing it. He said he don't care. I'll put it back on if you want. I don't give a shit.
I mean, I guess. I mean, I don't know. No, because it didn't look weird. Then it looked like, why these niggas even next to each other? This nigga gonna sit. Yeah. Then we look like somebody gonna come in with a mock comment and be like, wouldn't y'all put me vaccinated, goddamn liberals?
I don't come in here. I'll fucking cuss that white bread motherfucking cracker ass unless it's one of them Terrence Williams ass motherfuckers.
What if it's a dick?
Cuss that nigga out.
What if it's a dick?
Well, then we put him out with the trash like the rest of the coons. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Ooh,
like,
wait, before we even go to the first segment, you know today is Bobby Bonilla Day, right?
Ooh.
You know what that means, right?
No.
Bobby Bonilla used to play for the New York Mets.
Okay.
This nigga got out of a contract in like 2011.
Okay.
Every July 1st since 2011 until 2023 or some shit like, or 2032.
Okay.
These niggas got to pay him $1.2 million every July 1st, nigga.
Until next year?
Nigga, longer than that, nigga, like 2030 something. Nigga, this nigga every year, nigga.
So he literally won the lottery.
Nigga, this nigga could be like, hey, man, can you imagine, you know how we blow a little money? You'd be like, you just spend money. We'll talk about it. But you know, you blow a little money, and you'd be like, shit, do I got money coming in? This nigga can trick off, nigga, and then be like, oh, shit. He's like, man, I was at the strip club. It was Juneteenth, nigga. I was making it rain on Nigerians, like whatever.
Bro, it's literally, you know the funniest thing about that? You get double birthdays. You have your actual birthday and then the better birthday where you get $1.1 million,
that's
bro.
That's that nigga's Christmas in July, literally, like, nigga. Like, can you imagine, like, you just start tricking off. You just, like, look, nigga, it's June 26th, nigga. It's the weekend.
Man. I have a problem with this, though. I'll tell you why. Because real quick, it's the only problem. It's not that I have a problem with this nigga getting money. Get yours, okay? Secure that bag. They fucked up. Keep getting paid. Niggas gonna come out the fucking woodwork like roaches, like when the fucking heat come out. You know what I'm saying? We were talking about that earlier. I was making sure you were good.
Nigga, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
They gonna come out because we, nigga.
I heard it's your birthday. No, by nigga, that, I mean, you're making 1.1.
Trends every year, nigga. It be a countdown on the 30th of June. Niggas like, you know what tomorrow is. Dude, niggas be like,
I would be nigga. So mad that niggas keep showing up to my door on July 1st every fucking year asking for some goddamn money.
Can you imagine being Jehovah's Witnesses asking for donations? They know exactly what niggas crib they hit on July 1st. They like, yo, look, tomorrow. Like the day before, we're gonna hit all these houses, but skip his house. So why? Mad. Why? Because on the first, we go to his house in droves, nigga. He can't ignore us all. So then you mad. Send some Girl Scouts with the cookies. Like, we know they out of season, but nigga, you got money. Like, you know, but
I would be so mad because niggas will come out the woodwork, bro.
Of course they do.
And the other thing I realize when we're in the same room together, we say nigga a lot.
Let me make sure I can mute that because I don't want to keep hearing all this niggas. This is a lot of niggas.
It's a lot of niggas.
It's so echoey. I'm trying to close.
God damn it. You got that. God damn it, Bobby.
Okay, but by the way, since they haven't seen you in like since last week, Mr. Winston A. Marshall.
Uh-huh.
My nigga.
Nigga moment.
What you been doing?
And shit. Okay, so what have I been doing? Well, last Friday, I played my first game of dodgeball in 15 fucking months. I played for 3 hours. It was glorious. I was so happy. The endorphins, the nostalgia, it all came back to me. It was amazing. I was trash for like the first hour, but I finally started to get my shit together. And then as the weekend unfolded, I found myself staying up too late, hanging out too much. And when I finished my job that I was working on Sunday, hence why we did Blurreds After Dark a week earlier. I felt a little tickle. I woke up on Monday.
You felt what?
A little tickle. Hey, nigga, fuck. I'll never come back over your house
why
again.
Why am I tickling a grown-ass man? Why am I tickling a grown-ass man? Why am I tickling a grown-ass man? I don't know. I can't help it.
Why are you tickling me? This is why we do this show on opposite sides of the city now. This is some old bullshit. Why the fuck are you tickling me, bro? Holy shit.
Oh, that was romantic.
World star. Yo.
Yeah. Nigga.
Yeah, that was a good time to use the nigga meme. What the fuck? Yeah, that one.
Nigga.
Jay, everyone want to know what the fuck going on. Yo.
I don't know. The nigga said that. I didn't want to, because I accidentally grabbed this paint thing. I didn't want to stab this nigga.
Yeah. So I come to your house for the first time in like 2 weeks, and I get tickled and shanked. What the fuck is going on? As a matter of fact, I can answer that my goddamn self. Oh, shit. Your mouse is sensitive.
No, because it's all because it's connected to the TV too. Oh, so you gotta, you go too far, you're gonna
that's
be on the TV.
Much.
What the fuck is going on?
God damn it. All right. So I felt a little tickle in the back of my throat. I woke up the next day pretty sick.
This is true too. It's been a while.
Yeah.
You made him weird. I don't know what to say. I know what to say. What did you look at me like that, though? What's the most soulful looking? Nigga, no!
I forgot. So Saturday, this is the fucked up shit. Saturday, my car broke down when I was leaving the bar. I went to go kick it with those that know Craig the Barbarian. He's doing some karaoke. So I went to do that. My car broke down on the way home. So Monday, I woke up sick. I had to take my car to the dealership real quick because all of the mechanics in the area, because it really wasn't driving. I couldn't get further than maybe a mile. Mm. All the mechanics in the fucking area, dog, were busy until Friday. I'm like, this is, I can't make money. I need someone to take my shit now. I wake up Tuesday with 101 degree fever, bro. Like, I'm fucking out here. Baby,
it's so fucked up that we're sitting right here and don't neither want to probably know who the B we finna hit because it'd be like 20 in front of us.
I'm like trying to, what's God trying to tell me? That I should die, nigga? What the fuck you trying to tell me? I don't, what?
Who are these niggas?
So I go to drop my car off and shit. I'm terrified because I did the math. I put in just under a grand. No, I put in right at a grand last year in the middle of the pandemic. So I'm already like, fuck, I don't need to put any more money in this fucking car. While I'm also sitting here dying and shit, bro, right? Tuesday, you call me. You're like, all right, nigga, I need you to help me with an audition before Blurs or after Blurs. But this thing is due. And I'm like, yo. Hey, I just canceled SEN. I gotta do this chemistry test shit. Like, it's happening right now.
God damn!
I'm not gonna make it, nigga. I'm about to Jordan flu game this shit. I'm just gonna put all my energy going to this shit, and I'm going right back to sleep.
What?
And so, literally, what ended up happening is I went right back to bed. I set an alarm. I had Kristen call me to make sure. I woke up as soon as they turned the camera on. Hey, how you doing? I'm Winston A. Marshall. Yeah, let's fucking do this. All right, awesome. Did the thing. Killed it for like a saw. I had to go for 30 fucking minutes, but all the energy I had, I'm like fucking sweating bullets and shit. I'm like, yeah, that was awesome. Great. Thanks. Turn the camera off. Oh, fuck. just straight fucking out, bro.
Okay.
And then I fucking slept the entirety of the day. And so I couldn't make it on the blur. So I do appreciate your homeboy for coming back on.
Shouts out to Martin Morrow who came through.
Yeah. Mr. KFC himself, the recipe for seduction, nigga. But I will say this, what was amazing is,
I was about to put something else. I'm typing something else. I'm trying to go to Streamlabs. And nigga, I ended up typing in seduction.
You really are lonely, aren't you?
No, because you was just gonna rather be seduction. And I just started typing like, seduction.
And so, wait, what did Jordan say? I know Kristen already tired of this fool dying once a month. Hey, goddamn it, Joe. Why you out here? Put my bitch out here. Fucking goddamn it. Anyways. But the one thing that did happen, and I'm waiting to see. I'll hear after the holiday. You adding something? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Oh, shit. I didn't know it popped up on the screen right here. Yeah. It didn't pop up down there last.
No. So they told me when I left, they were like, before the chemistry, they were like, look, we love you. We just want to see what you're like in the actual application. I can't really say what it is yet, but they were like, we need to see you in the actual thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tape you doing it. And, you know, it's not going to be live, but we want to see what it looks. After, we're like, yo, that was fucking phenomenal. Like, we're not, I was like, can y'all just give me a little while before you hit me up? They go, we're not even doing this till after the first of, till after the holiday. So we'll get back to you. Now, if this happens, y'all, so put that juju out there, like no more Instacart, no more anything else. That's my main job, and it's me hosting the thing, motherfucker. And that, like, that's it. You know, I'll still be able to go out and do my auditions for acting. I'll be able to do this. I'll be able to host the shit. I ain't gotta do nothing else. Like, it's paying that kind of money. So,
hey man, I want to see if I can make your spirits a little bit better.
Huh?
So I put this on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh no!
Digger. Did you see this shit?
No.
Shut your ass up, yo, Maurice. You better get your boy. What the fuck you want, girl?
What? And I smoke. What? Oh, my nigga,
no full
period.
Bro, what?
That nigga spin faster than the Wheel of Fortune.
Whoa, nigga!
Hold on, I'll play that shit again.
Yo, shut your ass up. Yo, Maurice, you better get your boy.
What the
Oh,
yo,
nigga.
Yo, nigga. What is
from Sisters.
Got a Tyler Perry song?
Yes, nigga.
This nigga get a full 720 rotation, nigga.
No!
Oh man.
Oh my god, dude. Fuck.
All right.
So that's pretty much it. The long story short of it, to end the story, because I did ramble on for a while. My car, I got it yesterday, $730 fucking, man. Like,
well, streamlabs.com/tip. We understand it's the first of the month. But yeah, it's those things. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and throw this out there, Mr. J. Washington.
My nigga.
Nigga.
A nigga moment.
Man.
Nigga. My nigga.
What you been doing?
Unfortunately, tickling a grown man.
Yeah, that's apparently what you've been doing, you stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, man. Running myself beyond ragged, nigga. We had to work on something yesterday together collectively. And then I worked on a thing for Meltdown on the network app. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to, again, the Martin Morrow for coming through Tuesday to hold it down with you. I've actually had to push a little more because, again, we have – you and I have already talked about how we have designated duties somewhat with the show. And so with you being damn near on death's door, nigga, I had to, you know what I'm saying, pick up the slack. But it was all good for that. Nigga, I woke up this morning –
for the audio listeners, Devil D Ham says, "Woo, that's some serious tickling."
Nick woke up this morning with his mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up and I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna get my Focus C25 on, you know, so get my workout on."
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot, so I couldn't do it on my exercise mats because they would slide apart. So yeah. I haven't got the anti-skid shit.
Oh,
so I gotta get the anti-skid. They don't. These floors are new woods. These bitches
Of these.
Yeah,
maybe mine's not that bad because, you know, I just got mine. I really hope
so.
That's not the.
But
case.
I mean, so I put on some shoes. Yeah. I mean, I went barefoot for a minute. I was gonna be like a savage nigga. Yeah, my feet was rad as motherfucker. Like ski, nigga. I who did that out now turn and did a full split. I said out now. Oh, I stopped. Pause the nigga, and I put on my yoga socks. I was like, I got some traction. But nigga, I rolled my ankle this morning. I was like, fuck, I can't finish it. Then I took my dumb ass to the gym. And I went to the gym.
Wait a minute, what'd you do? Nigga, what did you do?
Somebody said, I know Jay.
Janine says, Jay, I'm telling. Winston, Jay was off the hook up to this. Nigga, what did
nigga,
you do?
Nigga, I was innocent. I have no idea.
You know I can go back and watch the motherfucking episode, right?
I mean, you can, but why would you want to do that? I mean, why would you not want to believe what I've told you? So
The only part that I saw was you and your boy fucking being like, hey, I'm on the show. You start flexing. You're like, nigga, why are you flexing? Stop flexing, nigga. I'm only going to be throwing off trapezius muscles and shit, doing all this shit for like a good 3 fucking minutes before you actually started the show and shit.
Nobody does that. How dare you? How dare you make me seem like such an evil individual?
Nigga!
Well, yeah, you can't get that.
No, man. I can't because you're looking.
This is not true. You lying motherfuckers over here. The neighborhood, let me tell you something. I love the neighborhood normally. That this is not true, dog. I would never do such a thing like that on a Tuesday.
I will watch the show.
On a Tuesday, you there wasn't money involved. Like, I wasn't even drunk. There was no shots. We didn't even get any donations enough to get shots. We made like $12 on the show, I was like, it's okay. Because again, first week of the month, one complaint.
Apparently, you were looking to get the show canceled. What the fuck was going on?
Excuse me. How dare you all? How dare you all?
I mean, I will say this. Thank you for letting me know. I actually do appreciate it. And I say this with love. Who knew the neighborhood was full of so many snitches?
So many snitches, nigga. These niggas is like the real neighborhood watch.
I'm about to go look because I agree with you. Papa was away, the sick dying in the bed. So I had
to niggas is literally like a nigga. These niggas out here like, hey, don't tell nobody that this is what happened. Jesus Christ. Niggas. Man, look, see, Legoland's like on a Tuesday. You know what?
On a goddamn Tuesday. We snitch because we care. That's real. That's real. That's super fucking real. Thank you, Connor Pierce Award. I appreciate that.
Other than that, man, I just, you know what I'm saying? I told everybody on the show I was a Christian. I gave my life. I've been giving my life.
That's a goddamn lie. Even though I am proud of you. You got your Bible open over there.
It's open to Philippians 4:13.
It's literally the Bible and your daughter.
And my daughter, who gave me the little dad thing, the little dad jump load, she gave me that for
Did you show them this?
No, I haven't.
I got it. That's so cute. Y'all gotta see what his daughter gave him for Papa's Day. Because most of the time you just get socks and shit. Or like, happy birthday, Dad!
I got that and some shit. I got that and some shit that I put on her on my refrigerator. I put shit for my kids on the refrigerator.
Oh, she drew you this dude.
Yeah, she did both of those.
That's between you and your family. I'm not gonna do that, but this is cute. Y'all look at this shit. This is amazing. She went and got him. Dad joke loaded, please. That's so cute. Look at that. Look at that. Man, you want to have a kid at some point. At some point, not now.
I mean, just stop going raw and just learn to pull out.
Why did I come sit back down for that?
You're just gonna sit down there and make noises. Nigga, what is that?
I'm trying to, it's catfish.
Oh, I'm telling you from an angle, I was like, why are you getting pictures of vagina and shit?
No, it's catfish. It's catfish. Homie's doing some shopping. It's catfish. That's all. You can't really see it. That's fine. I'm not just looking at vaginas while we out here.
All right, let's get this show going, man. Oh, God. Streamlabs.com/versus/tip if you choose to. Again, we understand it's the first of the month. Yesterday, the internet did what the internet tip. Oh, I didn't even put the picture in here. See, I was trying to work. I'm trying to get all this shit in here together. Where is it? It was there.
Yeah, what are you looking for?
That right there, which I thought I had put in here. But again, I'm trying to put.
I don't even know what that is. I can't even tell.
So yesterday, the internet accidentally killed off Biz Markie, hip-hop legend and icon who is currently in the hospital.
You wrote Biz Markie on the run sheet. I read out loud Biz Markie.
And you had no idea.
No. But I was picturing Killer Mike. That's why I was freaking out, because he's so young. That's why I was freaking out. And it's not, nigga, hold on. That's normal. Sometimes you disassociate.
I'm fucking confused, Killer Mike and Biz Markie.
No, because they're two big niggas that be rapping and shit. Look, all it is, you sometimes disassociate shit. I don't actually confuse them, but I genuinely was like, oh no, not my boy Killer Mike. Like,
you know what I found out yesterday, by the way?
What happened?
I found out that you and I are working on a project, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the producers for the project we're working on watches this show.
Which one?
Graham.
Oh no! What? Don't watch the show, Dre.
Toby yesterday was like, yeah, you know, I watch y'all show. I was like, ah!
Like, I watch the show. We're going to, if we sell the show, we're going to have to cancel Blurred.
It's going to be gone.
We're going to have to cancel. I'm going to warn y'all, if we do sell the show, still pray us up, because you'll see us on TV and shit and making that good. But we might have to cancel Blurred. We can't do that.
I was like.
True TV, maybe we can.
I mean, possibly.
I shouldn't have said that out loud, should I?
Not the fuck at all.
Nigga, I'm delirious with the sickness. I'm down to get down with the sickness. Like, it's just fucking, it's something, bro.
Well.
I hope Trey's not watching this episode.
God damn it.
Trey's not watching this episode. Fuck. Y'all didn't hear shit. All y'all that just stitched on Jay for Tuesday, thank you. Alright, look, for everybody that's watching this, you can stitch on Jay as much as you want. You didn't hear a goddamn thing for what?
Nigga!
Not for Single Network, for Quibi. That's what we do in this show for fucking Quibi, goddamn it.
I don't know why that's a single bar so much. Man, you niggas got 10 minutes, man.
You remember when we did Blurreds? And when we first started doing the show, we tried to do it in 10 minutes because we were trying to potentially swallow that shit. We were trying to sell this bitch to Quibi. We were like, we got to do these stories in 10 minutes, nigga. Hey, Bill Cosby got out. Man, fuck that nigga. Okay, cool.
Thank y'all for coming out.
Welcome to Nigga Movie Talk. This is like just fucking. We might have
this to. This is why we don't do this show together.
Like, you're gonna need to get a car. I can't drive out here every motherfucking time, but we got to get a car. We got to do this at least once a month in person, bro. This is something else,
nigga.
You are something else,
nigga. I swear, oh God, again,
The internet tried to kill off Biz Markie. Unfortunately, he has serious brain damage, which was the complications of a stroke that he suffered in late 2020. This is from it was related, to type 2 diabetes and reportedly suffered a stroke. But again, the internet likes to kill people off, unfortunately. And so TV's Roland Martin had to say, hey, nigga, calm down. Biz Markie has not died. I've been in contact with sources who are texting and talking to his wife. My source talked to Biz today. Per his wife, Biz is not passed away. Please stop responding to non-credible sources. This hurts the family, friends, and fans.
Yes, it does. This is DMX all over again, man. Stop trying to be first. Stop trying to whatever until you fucking get a legitimate source that says so-and-so has passed. Let that shit just play out. Stop this. Please.
Again, people just want to be the first, like,
we're in the stupid fucking internet age, bro.
Like, again, man, I need to get that 56,000 like tweet so I can go viral. And you'd be like,
they can't, real quick, they can't pay me enough money. Zaddy Smith says, Jay and Winston going to Fox News, finally making the network worth something. They cannot pay me enough money to do that shit. I'm sorry.
I would. Caveat, allow me to explain. Here's why. I would have to be able to say every fucking thing I say the way I say it, not changing. Because like that's how they had Patrice O'Neal on there.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Patrice said what Patrice...
He was on Fox News?
Yeah, Patrice was on regular on Fox.
Okay. All right.
They was like, yo, he is too... He was
No. I thought they meant like a show. They didn't give Patrice a show. They had him on as like a correspondent.
Yeah, they had him on correspondent.
That's completely different. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like us going on like Collider Live and shit like that. You know, that's one thing versus here's Blurs in the Hood on Fox News, my nigga. Like,
oh, no.
Bro. You don't think they go cancel? You know how many white people will fucking be coming out here? We gotta kill them niggers. They fucking
not all of them, because that's when all of a sudden they be like, you know what? Those two niggers, I swear to God, if the rest of these Negroes act like those two niggers, we pretty much respect them. I know that one nigger got that head like that, and the other nigger got a head like Milk Dub, but guess what? Them niggers got brains. Them niggas got brains. Listen to some. Like me on good Fox News, because they don't go for that fucking liberal agenda, goddamn it. Because those niggas, they know the Republican Party is the party for America. Like, goddamn.
For America?
America.
For America.
America, nigga.
Yo, you know, real talk, though. You know what you sound like right now, bro? I'm going to be real with you. Like, you went on that full fucking Fox News diatribe. What you sound like right now is, oh, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing what you're trying
to do. Yeah, you know what I'm the bald niggas dance right here. He does this little
boom. Want to be DJ?
Yeah, exactly. Nigga, the DJ shit will be up here, you dumb motherfucker. All
right. Oh, my God. Oh, fucking A. So, man, okay. All right.
Let's get into it. Come on now.
Let me see if we got anything. All right. Let me. I hate using this phrase, but I feel like it has to be stated.
Because I've already seen Coons. Defending this motherfucker. So go ahead. Come on.
Okay. Bill Cosby was released from prison yesterday on a legal technicality. And I use that in quotes. Here's what happened. Basically, the prosecution in his civil case made him testify, had his deposition, everything. And then basically promised that should there be a criminal investigation, they would not use.
They gave him immunity.
Yep. Also, the prosecution was only was only allowed to bring the defense or whatever was only allowed to bring five witnesses, supposedly in his criminal trial. Well, both of those got reneged on, and the state Supreme Court of Pennsylvania vacated the conviction and the charges and released them. Now, by no means, and I put this on Twitter, this does not mean he is innocent,
no,
not guilty. Or even through his own admission, he owns some bullshit. But yesterday, social media became Me Too versus Hoteps.
Nigga! I was not ready for that statement. Wow.
Became Me Too versus Hoteps.
And I say this because you had the whole time. I knew he was innocent the whole time. They finally freed him. And blah, blah. Like, no, nigga. They didn't free him because he was innocent. This nigga was denied parole because he kept saying he would not register as a sex offender. There are people for me too who say, this is why women don't speak out. And I understand that. And again, they're like, well, how does he walk? This is not as if, you know, people like, there's no justice in this.
This was the only thing that I was saying to people that I feel the tiniest part of me, because we've watched the justice system fuck over so many, especially black and brown people. Now, I'm not defending any cops or shit at all. Mm-hmm. The simple fact that there was the legal, like, they didn't just blow over that, you know what I'm saying? And, like, lock away and throw away the key and all that shit. And that there was a situation set up and they honored that. There's a part of me that's like, I'm glad at least that
happened. No, I get what you're saying, because that sets precedent going forward.
Right. Because how many times have they probably blown over that shit and then people right. have really just gone to jail they don't deserve to be? Right. So that's the first. But this nigga very clearly deserves to be thrown in jail. Locked up, thrown away the motherfucking key. They weren't allowing anything but the actual woman, the 2004
Andrea, case. I can't remember her last name, pardon me.
Right. She had a case in 2004 that was tried in 2015, I believe. She was the only one that was allowed to press charges. So the fucked up part about all of this, he is not allowed to be retried for any of this. So he genuinely is free. And it's so fucking infuriating because, again, he said in those depots that he admitted mm-hmm. that he fucking did it. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker is a goddamn monster and he's being let free because of bullshit ass motherfuckers. And I know you know, the prosecutor that gave him this immunity deal is the same dude that was defending Trump in his second impeachment that came out. So, like, right. I just, fuck, man.
It again, for people keep saying this situation is literally not a money situation.
Right.
Money didn't get Cosby out.
Right.
The law, technically, and it's so fucked up.
Right.
Because it's like when we need the law to work a certain way, it doesn't.
Right.
No one needed the law to work in this regard.
Because the thing that's fucked up, so you have an actual monster here that's getting let out on, and the law wants to work itself out. Mm-hmm. But then you end up in a situation with how many brothers you know that, like, get pinched for a little bit of fucking weed, and that nigga is in jail forever.
Oh, wait. Not even mentioning the little bit of weed in states that have now legalized marijuana.
On top of that they haven't been let out.
They have exactly. not been let out.
You have shit like that. You have situations where, like, this bitch-ass motherfucker Brock Turner's ass gets fucking 6 months, mm-hmm. only have to serve fucking three and shit. It's a legal system. Don't want to fuck work in that motherfucking way. Like, that's the fucking problem. That to me is the fucking problem, is that you have a situation where this dude has traumatized so many fucking people, and yet on said technicality. And I think the best thing that I saw, someone said that we have a legal system, but we don't have a justice system.
Right. And I think that's the difference. And again, people find legal, you know, send loopholes and shit like that. And again, I want to make sure I say this. I know there are many assault victims out there who have spoken out about this, you know, right. how they feel it's a travesty of justice and whatnot. And it goes to what you just said. It is, because this guy walked. But again, it's so fucked up to say, because to say what it is such a slippery slope, if you will,
right.
because it's like, he didn't get out because they found him not guilty. He didn't get out because he was innocent. By his own omission, he is guilty. He got out because this was the prosecutorial misconduct, if I remember what Sonny said
yes.
on The View, prosecutorial misconduct.
Right.
And that fucks you up. And that's why when that expression of make sure all your I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Now,
well, you saw his bullshit that he posted today, right?
I refuse. I'm not one of the 3 million motherfuckers that follow Bill Cosby.
No, the only reason that I saw this is because I just watched Roger's show. This bitch ass nigga had the gall to fucking throw up a black power fist and I'll show you the picture in a second. He said, and I quote, "I've never changed my stance on my story. I've always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who stood by me through this ordeal. Special
hold on, hold on. This is what we'll do. This is what
Supreme
we'll do.
Court for upholding the rule of law. So this photo is disgusting. Because he decided, like, and this is what I'm talking about. I hate when people that are clearly fucking guilty in this case, that are clearly, because again, this isn't based off of some speculation shit. Again, he admitted in these depots that he fucking did it. He fucking said he fucking, like, we have proof that he did. But again, because this nigga had the gall to fucking throw up a black power fist talking about, like, yo, we out, like, fuck that. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. So fucking disgusting, bro.
I agree. It's very disgusting. But again, Hoteps versus Me Too. The Me Too situation as a whole has been very divisive, if you will.
Yeah.
And not just men versus women. Women versus women. Bring that up.
What? Oh.
Because.
Yeah.
Did I put the first one in here? Felicia Rashad, who played Claire Huxtable, Bill Cosby's TV wife for almost a decade, took to Twitter and said, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. Again, this was not a miscarriage of justice. This is not anything being changed, blah, blah, blah. This is not any level of vindication." Why? I understand to many people, there are a lot of comedians who I know. To Cosby, he's still an icon. He can still be an icon for what he's done for your career and the inspiration.
The thing that always drives me crazy is how is it that people can't understand the idea that two things can be right at the same time? So, for example, another monster, just to give you R. Kelly's a fucking monster. I Believe I Can Fly is a great motherfucking song, but that nigga is a fucking monster. Two things can be right at true at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So this is another thing. He's not any less of a comedic icon in what he did with this comedy or what the Cosby Show actually meant for black people on TV. He's still a fucking monster. They can both happen simultaneously. You know what I'm saying? So
I completely understand. So here's the issue that I had behind that. When she made her statement, of course, excuse me, all of us knew and felt that, you really shouldn't speak out on that.
Right.
The problem became because then, as you know, she's soon to be the Dean of Fine Arts for Howard University.
I forgot about that.
So people automatically went to Howard, was like, you're going to let her be your dean and blah, 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 blah. And that's a small issue. You can't, every time someone disagrees with you, and I understand where everyone comes from.
Yeah.
They went to Howard. Howard University released a statement which states, "Survivors of sexual assault will always be our priority. While Dean Rashad has acknowledged in a follow-up tweet, which we will show in a second, that victims must be heard and believed, her initial tweet lacks sensitivity towards survivors of sexual assault. Personal positions of university leadership do not reflect Howard University's policies. We will continue to advocate for survivors fully and support their right to be heard. Howard will stand with survivors and challenge systems that will deny them justice. We have full confidence that our faculty and school leadership will live up to this sacred commitment." I brought that up because here is Felicia Rashad's second tweet regarding it. She said, "I fully support survivors of sexual assault coming forward. My post was in no way intended to be insensitive to their truth. Personally, I know from friends and family that such abuse has lifelong residual effects. My heartfelt wish is for healing."
I'm confused because you're talking about someone again that he himself admitted that he had done this to these women. Can you explain this to me? I'm lost because that's the first I've seen her second tweet. I'm very lost here. And also this, real quick, Harley Ashley, and this is a good point because you go and look at all the Title IX cases and everything that was happening at various schools. I just don't give a fuck about sexual assault. They really don't, because if you go look, the most recent thing to tackle it, if you've seen, did you see Promising Young Woman last year?
No.
So specifically is about the main character played by Carey Mulligan essentially going on a revenge tour for I don't believe it was her rape. It was for her best friend who ended up killing herself over it. And how the college was just like, well, are you sure it was? Or she just wasn't too drunk. Are you sure this, that, and the other? Don't go to the cops. We'll handle it here. We put them on academic probation. Like, essentially what a lot of colleges do, where they don't actually investigate it, and they just go, boys will be boys. It's kids. Y'all were drinking, whatever. Just kind of throw it the fuck out. So, like, there you go. There's even a Larry King interview where he fucking admitted that shit on TV, not just the depots. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how can anybody be defending, oh boy, that not only you have the complainants come up, he has admitted
so,
it.
So here's where the reason people have been justifying it. And it's a fucked up reasoning when you sit back and really examine it. It's that was the culture then.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I forgot. I told you about that shit when we were filming. I was in the fucking car with the old head.
Nigga.
That would have been a good thing to bring up for nigga what you been doing. Like, what you been doing, nigga? I had an old
Okay. I got a wild story. I'm going to try to keep it concise because you know I like
the fucking rant. If you guys still want to get in any sport, I just want to make sure we clarify this. Again, it's at the top. Streamlabs.com/blurs in the hood/tip. If you see that thing, yes, that is true. Have we taken a shot together?
I can't. I don't need to fuck this up worse.
But it would open it. It would open it. Trust me.
I don't want to.
Trust me.
I don't want
you gonna to. Take it.
I don't want to.
Okay. Because see, here's the thing. If you don't stop being a bitch, as I feel you're being. Because then I'm going to have to take it for you. And then I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to take it.
Okay. Say what you want to say, man.
I mean, look, I'll just say.
No, say what you got to say.
So I got the lift to go to the shoot that we had to do, right? Mm. And Of course, lift get canceled 3 times. Finally, this black dude picked me up, old black dude named Anthony. And he was like, "What's up, bro? What's up, young blood?" And I was like, "Oh, hey, man."
What's his name? Anthony or Antony without the.
He said Antony. Oh. I was like, I asked him, I was like, "Oh, hey, Anthony, how you doing?" He's like, no, it's Antony. And I was like, "Oh, okay. What's up, Anthony?" And he's like, "Yeah, man, you hear the news?" And I was like, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, man. You know, they let Bill Cosby out. It's about goddamn time." And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you something. The A's, man, like, look, all the women want them Quaaludes. You know what I'm saying? They be asking for them Quaaludes. That's what they want. That's why they went out. You know what I'm saying? They want the Quaaludes. That's what they want. You want someone like Bill Cosby. You won't be where I was like, nigga, no. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, man, this generation now, they want the Molly and the ecstasy. You know what I'm saying? That's what the girls want you to give them that to put it in their drink. I was like, no. And he was like, yeah, man, you know what it is? So, like, it was just a culture. And what do you expect? You don't show up to the house at 2 a.m. with Bill Cosby and ask him for Quaaludes. What you think going to happen? And I was like, nigga, here's the thing. Even if they wanted drugs, even if they show up at fucking 2 a.m., once you're that incapacitated, if they say no, nigga, ain't no fucking, if you're that incapacitated, you can't give consent. And if they say no, that's a wrap. Like, period goes, well, yeah, no means no, young blood. No means no, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. And no means no. You take your pussy. You know what I'm saying? She said, you don't take the pussy, you don't take the pussy. You got to respect that. But listen, you come with a Quaaludes. Like, my nigga, what?
But then he goes, then he transitions and he goes, yeah, man, but you know what you need to do? You need to listen, like, you know, I've been out here in Hollywood for a while, my nigga. You need to listen to my band. We this band, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, why the fuck do I know that name? And I go, oh, fuck.
What band was it?
Nigga, it is my uncle's acapella group. This nigga is one of the niggas in my uncle's acapella group. And I go,
nigga!
And I was like, yo. Do you know my uncle? And he goes, wait, your uncle so-and-so? And I was like, yeah. He's like, nigga, wait a minute, hold on, wait a minute. Who, how is your uncle? I was like, my mom is best friends with his wife. He goes, wait a minute, that light-skinned sister from Texas? And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's like, yeah, Oh, she nice, man. No, she beautiful light-skinned sister. She was nice, man. She like had us over. We were talking about all that shit. I was like, oh my god, this nigga.
What?
I have a 6 degrees of separation from this old head nigga that's out here defending Bill Cosby. God, like, this is why I don't take lifts no more. This is why I need my car at all times. I can't get in lifts anymore. It's not. It's not just COVID. I fucking can't, man. I literally was in the car like,
who are these niggas?
God damn that
nigga,
it, man.
That nigga was started talking to you. You just was like,
oh, hey, fuck you.
And then, oh, man, I just, it was a lot, bro. And I called my mom, and my mom was like, oh Lord, you mean Anthony? Yeah.
Nigga, when your mama say, oh, you mean this, nigga?
Oh, yeah, I want to see what some of the comments are saying though, because I'm sure they fucking denied and shit. I had a mask on. I couldn't see his face, man. I couldn't see his face, bro.
Did Anthony have a gold?
I couldn't see his face. He had a fucking mask on.
What'd he say? Something. It's not even concerning the damn show, and I hate people to just do that. I don't want to talk about wrestling anything. This is Blurs in the Hood. Stop doing. I will block. I'm about to put people in timeout for 5 minutes for that. Like, put the shoes in timeout. Like, don't do that shit. What Roka had to do that to him before? Like, yo, respect the show. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yo, hold up. Go up. I want to see what some of that they were saying through the story. So yo, glad he isn't your uncle. The smallest of worlds for real.
That nigga have a warning on his J.L. Jackson 78 said, did that nigga have a Newport hanging out his mouth?
Bro, through the mask. Hold on. You got give me a pencil, nigga. He was probably through the basketball. About. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you can't do it, right? So, hand me one of those masks. Hand me one of those masks. I got a bunch of them sitting on the wall right there. Hand me one of those masks. Nigga was doing like this. Nigga was like,
Oh my god, ew. Put that eraser part in my mouth.
I did too.
Oh my god, dude. It was something else. I wasn't really ready for it. Fuck, man.
It's up. You're looking for comedy. It's up, nigga.
Oh, there it is.
There it is right there. All right.
You want to turn the air on now?
Oh, yeah. This nigga was bad.
Nigga keeps his AC on 66. He was fucking freezing in here.
Man, I got a remote for the air conditioner.
Yeah, I want to.
Man, how do you know that though? So low. You good now?
Yeah, it was just fucking. Wait. Anthony, Ant-Man's Anthony the First.
No, El Boogie said Anthony got 6 kicks. I'm gonna get home 7.
Yo, Al Moyes says Anthony. From Ant-Man's aunt, greater than Antonio Banderas, greater than Anthony the Old Man. Well, hold up. But there you go. Right here. Oh, the one right above it.
Oh, there you go.
The word is about the one in his ear. But Anthony is proof a lot of Bill Cosby's exist. Exactly. That's the problem. That's the fucking problem is that it is
Also, to Jimmy Nails, yes. Shouts out to the homie Nick Rice. He's the guy who was doing all my supervillain shirts. He did this. That's cool. You can actually hand me, if you look up there, just hand a bunch of them because it's under there. I know it is. That's why I tell everybody, I'm still wearing masks, nigga. I got about 100 of these bitches. Y'all ain't seen yet.
Hey, man, that's how, I've been wearing them out. I've been wearing them out because, again, with the cold, I don't want to give it to nobody. Like, I'm out here trying to do my part to prevent other people from catching the bullshit. Because I'll tell you this cold hit me harder than any other cold I've had just from the standpoint of, like, bro, we haven't been exposed to shit. We've been inside the whole time, which is fine. You good? Do you want to show your mask off, nigga?
Oh, yeah, I was just sitting there just talking. Okay. Yeah, it's just, you know, to have people like that, though, is very, very disturbing. Again, we know that people are going to have. All right. We're trying to get all of society and the culture on the same page.
Yes.
Unfortunately, that will never happen, no matter what. Yeah. No matter what the case, that will never happen.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, you're going to have people who like the Antonys who agree with Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
You're going to have people who have the Felicia Rashad mentalities.
Yeah.
Men and women. It is unfortunate. It is going to happen. It is unfortunate.
Yeah.
It is a matter of how we, and I would say we push these people out, but look, Louis C.K. is selling clubs out again. But Louis C.K. was always going to say, that's the thing too, people are, you know, there are certain people who, no matter how quote unquote problematic they may seem to the world, are still going to maintain their fan base. Yeah. I tweeted about this. If he goes on tour, he's going to sell out theaters.
Yeah.
I am promising you. Y'all think I'm lying. People are going to be like, in the neighborhood, in the chat. Please keep responding. If you're listening to this later on the podcast, people are going to go, how will they do that? But I promise you, if Bill Cosby does at least one show, he is going to sell that show out. And it is not going to be just dudes.
No.
It is not going to be just black people.
But I'll tell you this. I think the one thing that people need to remember is that people of all groups. One, they're like, because we need to talk about Meghan McCain real quick. Let's transition to Meghan McCain, for example.
You tell them, I had the best way I wanted to say this.
Sure.
Meghan McCarron is leaving The View.
Now, I bring that up to say there are plenty, like, if you just look at the definition of feminism, for example, it's just about women being treated as equals in society to men. That's it. They're not being like, now women take over and men can be under the foot and all that kind of stuff. That's radical shit. That's not all feminism really stands for is that women be equal for shit, right? But there are plenty of women that don't subscribe to that, that are straight up just like, nah, everything's fine the way it is, et cetera, et cetera. The funny thing is, all the feminists that I know, myself included, and you're a feminist, like all that kind of shit, it is totally like, if a woman wants to go and be a fucking CEO, or if she wants to be at home raising the kids, it is her option to do whatever, but she's being treated fairly regardless. That's all that's all that shit means, right? Mm-hmm. There are women that like don't process that and are anti-feminist because they're like, nah, fuck that shit. Like, I'm fine where I'm at. Like, so there are going to be women in this case talking about with what Bill Cosby did, immediately defending a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? The same way when you look at R. Kelly, because I believe Bill Cosby's most of his stuff was against white women, correct?
The overwhelming majority for Bill Cosby was white women.
So R. Kelly, for example, most of the women that he went against, other than being young, were black and brown.
Yeah.
And you have black and brown women that are still defending him, be like, nah, well, he can lock me up in his sex, like all that type of shit.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? I've seen people I know that I grew up around who are still to this day are like free. When I tell you, people again think that because of the Surviving R. Kelly documentary and all of that, that was going to change everyone's perspective.
And it changed some, but there's still a large group of black people that have defended him to the death. And I even saw, there's this one fucking Facebook group I'm a part of, like random black folks, they ask a random question of the day, and they ask if, you know, now that Bill Cosby's free, if R. Kelly go free, would you go see his concert? And they'd be like, hell yeah, I'll buy a ticket to the Harpy. I'll be at that motherfucking concert. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, though, is regardless of how we think about certain stuff, people are raised differently, they see things differently, and then they act out on shit that honestly we all know and feel is like wrong, but they don't feel the same way about that shit.
Absolutely not. Again, back to Meghan McCarron. She's leaving The View at the end of July, and motherfucker!
What happened? Everybody! All right, so what we're gonna do is gonna be disgusting, but I'm gonna do it. Instead of taking a shot of liquor, since I need to get better, Jay is going to give me a shot of apple cider vinegar, and I'm gonna shoot that instead. I am not thrilled about it. It is technically good for me. So I guess I'll fucking do it. And I'm not bitching about, thank you. Thank you for the donations that got us to get to a shot. It actually means a lot. Like I said, I just dropped 7:30 on my fucking car. I got bad news. I'm going to probably have to drop somewhere between another 1,500 or more on it in the coming year or two. So my car's on its last leg. Oh, God damn it.
That shit's strong. I smell it.
Oh, fuck. I'd rather have the tequila. Oh.
Listen, first, thank you, and take it to the face. We gotta get ready to get to these Streamlabs.
Do the Streamlabs because we gotta do your audition.
Yeah, because I gotta tape an audition. All right. Thank you to everybody who made that happen.
Long story short, Meghan McCain's leaving. I would go on YouTube, check out The View's YouTube channel. She did her whole goodbye speech. The funniest thing in the world is everybody but Joy Behar is like, you know, like Joy eventually was like, yeah, I will miss you. We did have some times when we drank, but everybody else is smiling like, oh.
Joy Behar is basically like, bye, bitch.
Bro, she says, you know, when my dad asked you to take me on the show and blah, 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 like, you know, he told you, now be careful. She's kind of, she can be kind of a hard ad. Like, she can be a little bit of the hard headed and whatnot. All the other Sunny, Whoopi, Sarah, they're like, ah, Joy's like,
I don't blame her. All right, stream. Oh, that tequila just hit.
Brian Lawson.
Thank you, Brian Lawson says, in the world of comics, sci-fi, movies, and TV, who is the biggest fuckboy? Captain James T. Kirk literally didn't care what color you were. Yeah, he was fucking everything.
Everything?
Everything. Nigga, if James Kirk found out your shoulder had a vagina, nigga, he was fucking your shoulder.
Look here, Pippin.
No.
I would definitely say that it had to be James Bond. That nigga was fucking as many women as he could at any point in time. And if you got killed in the process, the nigga didn't care.
I mean, that is that absolutely ultimate fuckboy shit. You cannot get in the pussy and the pussy dies, nigga, and you don't care. What is wrong with this nigga?
I mean, this nigga might avenge you, but it doesn't mean that he won't do it the next time.
The nigga only avenges you because the nut is still in the nigga's head, okay? When the nigga has a good nut, it stays in his head.
Curtis Lopez is another F Mary. A fuck, Mary, kill for y'all. Chun Li from Street Fighter, Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat, or Tifa Lockhart from Final Fantasy VIII.
My God.
Said I fuck Sonya, marry Tifa, and kill Chun Li. Nigga, you are violent.
No.
If it's Chun Li from the game, nigga, I'm fucking Chun Li. You see them thighs? Sonya from Mortal Kombat, I gotta kill her because, like, yep. I feel like if shit go wrong, this is just over. And
you don't even know who Tifa is, dude.
Nope. So
I'm marrying Tifa. I'm fucking Chun Li. I'm killing Sonya. Well, that's gonna be kind of hard, bro. Sonya got them fatalities.
Nigga said.
All right, let's move on to what you niggas have given us. What the fuck? Why does it feel like a tickle?
Alberto Rios, thank you so much for the donation.
Zube Ilbert says, Adele or Beyonce's one.
What was that?
Zube Ilbert. Okay. That's what the shit looks like, nigga. I am pronouncing it phonetically. Z-U-B-A-Y is that an I-I-L Eber?
Adele or Beyonce, one has to go. For me, Adele, just God-level voice.
As in, like, you would get rid of Adele? So,
it's.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. Beyonce is a bigger icon. Adele is a better singer. So it depends on what you're asking me.
The thoughts and opinions of one Winston A. Marshall do not reflect the full of blurred.
You are not going to
see I'm not going to let the Beehive come at me, nigga.
We're not going to run into some Trick Daddy shit, but are you really going to sit up here and tell me that everyone in the music industry agrees with you? So let me ask you this question. Whitney Houston or Beyonce, as far as just singing, nigga?
Curtis Lopez, again, thank you for your next Derrick Nation, F. Mary Kill Friday Love Interest. Debbie, Carla, or Donna from Friday? I fuck Carla, marry Debbie, kill Donna.
Hold on. Darla was next Friday.
Carla was next Friday.
Donna was the last one. Debbie was the first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fucking KDR.
I fuck Carla.
No, Carla got to die because her brothers. Nope, never mind. That's why she lives. Damn it. I'd marry Debbie, the one you marry.
I married Donna.
Donna, listen, Donna had a pimp for a nigga and would not leave until a Christmas party, nigga. She was never leaving. Even at the party, she almost was driving. She drove away from this nigga. Jolene Negative, Peg, whoa. Peg, Mary, Kill, Steve Rogers, Sam Wilson, fucking Morris.
Why are we getting all these fuck, Mary, Kills today? This is a lot. Peg, Mary, Kill, will you marry Steve?
That's so sweet. Cause falling.
So you marry Steve? So you marry Steve? You probably have to kill Bucky.
I'm not fucking Sam Wilson like that, nigga. I'm saying Pulp
Fiction. No, I guess you pick Bucky. You kill the only nigga though.
I kill Stevie Rogers, nigga. I'm not letting Sam go out. Sam is gonna be my husband, nigga.
This is where I wish we had ready access to the fucking. We need this, bro. We need this. Oh, your mouse is so strong.
Nigga.
Eric Kirby, hey guys, what is the number one punk move you've seen in sports that was like that shit Patrick Gridley?
Real quick, let's do this real fast because we got to get ready up out of here pretty soon. The Phoenix Suns, led by Chris Paul, are headed to the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul was greeted by his longtime friend and witch doctor, Lil Wayne.
No, no, no. You mean his meemaw. That's clearly his meemaw.
Well, here was the issue in which is being discussed. During the game, and like the when the game is almost over, Patrick Beverley of the Los Angeles Clippers decides to do this to Chris Paul. Check it out.
But Patrick Beverley, after walking past Chris Paul, and it doesn't look like he says anything to him, Beverley just losing control of his emotions. He's been ejected from the game. Call for a technical foul.
Shove this nigga soul out like the ancient one did Bruce Banner.
Nigga, I thought he looked like Dr. Voodoo when he walked by anyway, and I definitely thought that nigga was like, man, fuck you, nigga.
So I've seen a lot of bitch move shit, but that was a real bitch move shit.
I don't know if there's I can't think of necessarily a
I can't
one.
Think of one off the top of my head,
because,
unfortunately.
Because the one I would because the one I would think about, it was actually the bitch move was on Mason Rudolph, in my opinion.
And
I do it again. Bop, bop.
Stepped on this nigga's face. Shouts out to my girl, Caramel Horn, the blur girl in the building. She says, that was immature. It was hella immature. Yeah. Indeed. Make sure y'all are supporting the Sam gonna be bop.
Hey, Washington 2021.
Nigga, these are the choices they gave us. So, yeah, but again, shout out to Chris Paul. He reaches his first ever NBA Finals after 16 years. And it is really sweet that he does it with Monty Williams, who's the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, who was also his head coach when he was at the New Orleans Hornets. He was in the New Orleans Hornets, which also is the reason why him and Lil Wayne are so close.
That's why Lil Wayne fucks with him.
That's why Lil Wayne fucks with him. So that relationship built from there. Clippers, they had a good run, man. Let's just be real.
Yeah.
They had a good run, but it's a wrap, all right?
They wouldn't make it.
Let's see. Amber Soul, one of my mods, Cheryl, says, I went to the theaters for the first time in over a year to see In the Heights. It was fantastic. The previews before the film had me super excited to see Summer of Soul and Respect. Nice. Summer of Soul is the documentary dubbed by Questlove, okay. And Respect is the Aretha Franklin movie starring my homegirl, Jennifer Hudson.
Okay.
Yes, I had to say, I was almost like Lawrence.
You know Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah, we grew up together.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we grew up. So she went to Inglewood.
So, why weren't you backstage when she was singing American Idol helping this motherfucker out? She could have won.
So Jen has an issue. She dealt with life. She was with a nigga. Then she met David. And then her and David did have a phone. And David is my...
Why are you putting her business out there?
Well, man, yes, I'm acknowledging on that. She
why are you
her.
Putting this business out
I'm
there?
I'm not putting business out there. Niggas didn't know.
If this is your homie, I'm sure she don't like to talk about it.
She don't talk about it, but nigga, the internet does it.
Shout out to DSmooth77 for the large donation that made us to go take a shot. I'm stuck in traffic, missing my daughter's karate belt test. Y'all, I got to laugh and pick up my mood. Keep it coming, guys. Oh, and take a motherfucking shot.
Which we did. Thank you.
We might have to take another one. Hold up. Wait.
This is Jimmy Nails.
Yeah.
Jimmy says, I'm starting a new gig tomorrow and I got some nerves. Send vibes.
Yeah. If I remember, this is his Muppet thing.
Yes.
So go handle your Jim Henson. Get your Jim Henson on, motherfucker, so that we can be in like a Muppet movie with your ass.
This nigga just wants to play the Muppet, nigga. So, again, twisted out here, protect the jail.
Should I not?
I mean, this look. So, here's the deal. So, Jennifer and I, we like I said, she went to Inglewood. I went to Harper High School. Two schools in South Side of Chicago. We knew each other, passing, et cetera, et cetera. We reconnected on the set of Chirac because she's in Chirac. And then I knew because I was like, yo, your guy at the time is David Otunga is doing stand-up, and I was putting David on stage. So we were connecting. Then when I moved out here, Jennifer is in the Adam Sandler Netflix movie, Sandy Wexler. I'm in Sandy Wexler. They asked me to come in as one of the wrestlers because I knew Rikishi, I knew Shad, rest in peace, Brooklyn Zone, and everything, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay, I know. The last stream lab, and let's do the carry. We got to go.
All right. And that was Jimmy Nails was the okay, last great. One to make sure nothing came in. You want to get it after the show, you can. We'll read
carrot,
it on
carrot, 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 carrot. Ooh,
ooh, and ooh. Now, an ode to Karens, brought to you by Blurreds in the Hood. Now, before we go into this dedication, you must be asking yourself, well, what is a Karen, and what does it mean? Well, Karen is a mocking slang term for an entitled, obnoxious, middle-aged white woman, especially as featured in memes. Karen is generally stereotyped as having a blonde bob haircut, asking to speak to retail and restaurant managers to voice complaints or make demands, and being a nagging, often divorced mother from Generation X. Karens most notably have been known now to call the police on black people when they're just doing this thing called living. You know, something that God allowed them to do. This includes Barbecue Becky, Permit Patty, Sleepin' Sarah, and a host of others. And typically, Karens feel that because they are white women, they are entitled to do whatever they want and make life choices based on their insecurities as well as fears. Well, here are a few moments of wild Karens caught in their natural habitat.
This isn't a Karen in the typical racist white woman way, okay? I want to preface that.
Not a Karen at all. Jay found this. I'm just going to say this out the jump. I have nothing to do with this.
Enjoy.
And if the beat live, you know Lil Ju made it.
Hands on my knees, shaking ass on my thigh shit. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When the liquor hit, then the bitch get toxic.
Why the fuck you in the club with niggas wild?
I've been listening since brunch.
So there was more to it, but that we're already going to get the episode pulled just for that little 9-10 second snippet.
I realized real quick, I was like, oh, shit.
So, yeah, there was – there. She definitely just pulled her ass out to try and win a twerking competition. Like, legit,
you know,
was getting out twerk, so she was like, let me pull these cheeks.
Dear YouTube, can you stop pulling our videos? Like, we're trying to really profit off of them. Like, we're really trying to get paid.
You know what? Why don't you do this? You want to watch the full thing? Tweet it. How about you tweet it?
I'll tweet it.
You can tweet it from the Blurs in the Hood's Twitter. We'll tweet it from the Blurs on the Twitter. You can see the full Karen. She pulled her ass out. And then the power of ass cheeks just, you'll see. You'll see on the tweet. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's?
Spidey Sisley 72 saying pancakes versus yams. All right, we gotta go. Sunday in 4th of July. Enjoy 4th of July. Do not forget, talk blurry to me. 2 o'clock. Oh, me. Twitter,
pancakes versus yams.